Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Bert Show.
So I was chatting with a girlfriend of mine the other day, and you know, you kind of get bored of chatting. I mean, you just have nothing to talk about. But we thought this was a good idea.
What? Girls run out of things to talk about? When
sometimes.
Does that happen?
No,
then
we
it
come
doesn't.
Up with new things.
And you come up with different things to talk about.
I heard it. I saw this on the Atlanta 2-Day Walk for Breast Cancer.
They ran out of stuff to talk about? No,
well,
impossible.
When they ran out of stuff to talk about, they talked about running out of stuff to talk about.
Right.
Okay.
They're like, can you believe we ran out of stuff to talk about? That's weird, because I never run out of stuff to talk about. Do you? When's the last time you ran out of stuff to talk about? And they talked about that for 10 minutes.
And then came up with more topics.
Something else to talk about.
And during that conversation, thought of something else.
Right. Well, we thought of a brilliant idea and didn't know if anybody else has done it. And it could be a trend. But we want winter boyfriends. And this is the idea behind having winter boyfriends.
Winter or winter?
Winter.
Okay.
Winter
like
boyfriends.
Seasonal.
Like seasoned boyfriends. Okay. That you only have from the period like of November through, let's say, March. Okay. Because that's when it's really cold outside. You don't really want to go out too much, because then you got to bundle up. You don't want to wear the short dresses or the jackets. But a winter boyfriend is a boyfriend that you have and you just stay in. Somebody to watch movies with, mm-hmm. someone to cuddle with, someone to go walk and hold hands in the mall with. Nothing that lasts in these couple of months.
So you would let him know immediately in the beginning of the season, like, I just want to let you know that this is over February 26th or whatever.
February 29th. It
29th.
Should be over. Because then you got to get back in the gym. Then you don't have time for him. You got to get back in the gym to look good for summer.
Okay, so it's a contract you make and you let him know. Can this translate to, like, the same way that we trade out wardrobes? Can you have a boyfriend for
like,
the fall season?
Like cleaning out your closet.
Spring, yeah. Summer, and winter. You got four boyfriends a year.
Well, summer you should be single, so that's the no boyfriend zone.
Okay.
So summer
spring is like, you know, everybody's got spring fever. So
right.
You don't want to, like, limit your options in the spring.
And then fall, you have your Halloween costumes, and you want to go be single for that because you don't want a boyfriend tagging along with you because you want to wear the short outfit. And boyfriends don't
season.
Let you do that. Right.
Yeah. Football season's also in the fall. Winter really is the best time to have a boyfriend.
Yeah, duh, Bert.
It's the perfect time to have
actually,
a boyfriend.
It is making kind of sense to me here.
Yeah.
Because
and
then you
really,
have a boyfriend for the holiday parties and
right.
Christmas
you,
parties and all that
you
stuff.
You always have a date. You could potentially have mm-hmm. a gift. You have a New Year's kiss and mm-hmm. a Valentine's Day present. So it's mm-hmm. all wrapped up in this nice little bow, and we thought it was an amazing idea, and now we want one.
I like that.
I think it actually has some legs.
Wendy, do you really want a winter boyfriend, or will you just settle for any guy who will call you back more than twice?
No, just a winter
no,
boyfriend.
A winter boyfriend.
I like
you want,
that idea.
You want someone to snuggle with. It's cold outside.
I
you
know.
Want to light a fire. You want to just stay in and watch a movie. It's gross going outside, and it's going to get nasty out eventually in Atlanta.
It's
I'm
so true. Because think about it. In the summertime, like, it's no fun to snuggle with anybody because you're like, ah, get your hot, sweaty body away from me. God, like, ew, you're taking up too much room. But then in the wintertime, like, you do want to have somebody to, like, snuggle with and spoon and, you know, somebody to warm up your feet.
So you'd immediately make the agreement with them. It's like, I just want to let you know this is over in November, but we're both going to be with each
no,
other.
February.
February,
starts in
I
November,
mean, yeah.
yeah.
Starts in November, ends in February, but I don't know if it works or if it could work. I don't know.
If I'm a guy and I had a woman approach me and I knew that was 4 months of having a girlfriend, then she was gone in February, I'd sign up immediately.
You would have a challenge, though, like at Christmas, like how much do you spend on a temporary relationship?
That's true. I mean, even just a small little thoughtful gift would be okay.
A card.
because the entire relationship, the bar is set a little bit lower. Yeah. You know, it's temporary.
Yeah.
And you're just here because it's winter and I'm just here because it's winter. So you don't really have to impress.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're in your sweatpants. He can be in his sweatpants. You don't need to get all done up. You're just automatic boyfriend, girlfriend.
There's just brilliance in your simplicity sometimes. It really is.
That's what I do.
Hey, Lori, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Wendy that there is a John Mayer song about this very topic.
No,
really?
Day. Yep, it's on the Room for Squares album. It's like the last track.
All right, we
got to
find that.
Yes.
And what's it called?
It's called St. Patrick's Day. We'll be all right till St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
So it's good.
So we're moving it to St. Patrick's Day, because then you can go
the
out.
17th, and then
you and you get hammered and find somebody new.
On your own.
That's perfect.
I wonder if a guy would really sign up for that.
If I'm a single guy, and so a woman approached me that I was attracted to,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'd have a week to really get to know each other, and then mm-hmm. said, let's just do this for the next 4 months, and it's over the day before St. Patrick's Day. When I was single, I'd have signed up for that immediately.
Really?
Yes.
Well, see, what, well...
A sure thing with a hottie until February?
Yeah, but I feel like there's like a benefit to the girl, but maybe not as much to the guy, because he's given up his single status to sort of be a foot warmer.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care so long as it's about consistency.
Yeah.
Through those months, and if you know you got a hottie that you're attracted to, you can be consistent for 4 months.
Uh huh.
And then it's over. I would sign up for that.
And nice. I'd be inclined to say that.
I'm with you, Wendy. Let's find him.
It's an awesome idea.
It would make the guy more into you. Because
if
like
you
the guy,
it was
the
over.
Guy's like, if March rolled around and St. Patrick's Day was coming up, and you said to him, "God, it's gonna be such a bummer. 3 weeks from now, we're not gonna be together." He'd be like, "Huh?"
More attentive,
uh-huh.
because he knows he's
wants
on a
make
timeline.
It happen.
Wendy,
I've thought of the brilliant idea. I need to market this. I need a website.
Hey, Jessica. Good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi. I have a 25-year-old brother. I'm sorry, Wendy, but he is right now trying to think of ways to break up with his girlfriend. So he doesn't have to do the holiday thing. Like, he doesn't want to do the gifts for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want it, and Valentine's Day comes around. So I know, and a lot of his friends are the same way. Like, they don't want girlfriends because they don't want to have to pay and buy the gifts during that season.
But here's the difference. Your brother is invested in a real relationship, so he has to impress. If you have a girlfriend for just 4 months, the bar is set so much lower for the both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure is off. It's just a little something here and a little something there.
You could put a clause in, like a contract.
Is there like going to be an agreement? Like, okay, this is just to keep each other warm. No gifts, no presents. We don't have to do the family thing. Then maybe that would work.
Yeah, put a clause in your contract, your 4 month contract of being together. Your clause is we only do cards for Christmas.
That might work, actually.
I'm telling you.
No, I don't think I'd be okay with a card.
You
it's
just
gotta
want
be something a little bit
something.
More. Yeah, it's got to be something a little bit more, especially if he makes good money and you know it's not like tapping him dry to get you a gift. He's got to get something.
It just has to be something sentimental enough to where you feel more than just, you want to feel more than the winter girlfriend,
like some
but
really,
you still are the winter girlfriend.
Yeah, like some really pretty earrings, right? That would go nice with a winter sweater.
See, here's where I don't know women are capable of doing this, actually. Like, idea sounds great on paper, but I think once you start to get invested and he's coming over all the time and you're doing the snuggling thing, come February, y'all get so emotionally attached where guys could, we can end
it. Now it's a challenge.
Women can't do it.
Now he's saying we can't do it, we got to do it.
There's
now
no
we
way.
Need to
women
do
can't
it.
Do it.
No way.
You can't
especially the two women in this room. No way.
Are you saying I'm emotional?
N-O. Not possible.
What if it was somebody that you were attracted to, but you just didn't really like them all that much? That might work.
Because then could you turn it on and turn it off?
Like if you were just physically attracted to them, but you didn't really like their lifestyle or what they did for a living or whatever, like you didn't really like them as a person, you just were attracted to them, then it could work because then you would just be getting, you know, one part fulfilled and then...
But the emotional part is lacking,
part
so it's easier at the end.
Kick it to the curb.
Good morning. Brett, you're on Q100.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Wendy, what is the possibility or the chance of sex in this temporary boyfriend deal? Because otherwise, you're not going to get any guy to sign up.
Well, that's
a great deal. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, that's actually a good idea. I do it every winter, and we break up after Valentine's Day.
So when do you guys get together? What day is that?
We normally get together sometime in November because, you know, it's starting to cold months and then you need somebody for Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's.
Is this a steady girl? So is it the same girl every year?
No, it's a different one. Just whoever I come across and I decide to date.
And does she know that from the beginning?
Yes. Women are pretty much up for the same thing that men are when it comes to the wintertime. A lot of women out there are really, really like the idea because they're in the summertime. You can hit the gym, look good for the beach and stuff.
Is there any chance you're good looking but stupid?
What's that?
Because Jen's looking for a good-looking, stupid guy.
Well, there's plenty of us out there. All men are stupid.
This is the best comment ever.
He may have answered too intelligently on that last one to qualify for you. Sorry.
That's true.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.